Good morning. We are Ethereum on Arm. First of all, thank you all for being here early morning. And well, we are running a validator from zero. We are Ethereum on Arm from Spain. Hope you find this workshop very useful for you all. And we have a little surprise in the end, so I truly recommend you and deeply recommend you to stay till the end. So Mr. Diego Lozada and my colleague Fernando, they will run this workshop. So let's go for it and work a little bit. Thanks.
Hello. Thank you. Thanks for attending. Before getting started with the workshop, a little intro of what we do. This is why we are here. I mean, we want people to run nodes at home, to stake at home, whether it is by running an Ethereum on our min match or by running an app node or by running a client by yourselves. Whatever. It's very, very important for the decentralization of the network. So this is key. And that's it. If I may ask, how many of you run a node at home? Oh, not bad. Validator? Great. And with these kinds of devices, with low power and resource constraints devices, is very good. Very good. So what we provide? We provide a plug-and-play image. So it is very easy to start. You just need to flash a micro SD and start the device. And pretty much it configures everything. And you have available all the Ethereum clients for start. And you can run on a full node in a few commands. We will see this later, okay? As I was saying, this is what the image does. So it's quite easy. Current available for Raspberry Pi and ROG 5. ROG 5 is not yet available, okay. It's being released this month, I think. Why run an Ethereum node on these devices? Well, it's affordable. I mean, it's cheaper than other solutions. Spends little power. They are performant. These devices are powerful. Particularly now, the ROG 5 is a super powerful device. They are focusing on one task, meaning no graphical environment, no web browsing, nothing. Just it's focused on running a node. So you have all the resources available for that. It's small. You can put it in any corner of your house, next to the router or whatever. And it's based on ARM, so it's good for from a security perspective, running several architectures, so it's good. This is what the image does. Again, automatic installation includes all major clients. The client runs through systemd devices, so they are pretty much easy to manage. And we include monitoring dashboards based on Grafana. Well, what happened post-merge? Hardware requirements got a little higher. So we are getting some issues with the Raspberry Pi 4. Actually, we just being able to sync a node with Geth, Unstable, and Nimbus. I think this will get better in about several weeks because the client teams are working on improving the performance and doing some optimizations. We'll see. The ROG 5 is running great. I'll show you later our validator at home. It's running Besu and Telku, and it's doing great. So this device can run pretty much every client, everything in client. It's super powerful. Yeah, this is what I was saying. Get Unstable plus Nemos, this is the only combo that actually works. And the ROG 5, see that it's powerful, 16 gigabytes of RAM, NVMe, 8 cores, pretty much amazing. So I'm taking over now to Fernando before starting the node setup, because we get a lot of questions that is important for us. Why should I trust your image? It's an image. They are binaries. So Fernando will walk you through our repo to do this yourself if you want. How we package all clients, how we make the image. So, okay, let's go.
I think the first question is, should you trust us? And the short answer is no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't trust us. We are going to provide you all the different clients in a way of a Debian package. And you could ask, okay, why I should trust you? How do I know that you are not changing anything in the code or you are not changing anything in the package in order to trying to tell me something or doing anything bad? But the short answer is you could do it at home using cloning this repository in a very easy way. That's our main goal. You could do all the same that we do and create your own image without need anything from us, only running this repo.
Sorry. We will document this. Okay, it's in our to-do list to open a develop section for you to follow our guide and make all of this.
Okay. Yeah. First time we're trying to do all in a very automatic way, very easy. We provide a background image. I don't know if you know background. Vagrant is a product from HashiCorp, open source product, who tries to create a developer environment in a very easy way, in a very programmatic way. I can show you our here. Oh no, this not here. Vagrant file. Can you see anything? Okay, that's the vegan file. The vegan file, the only thing that's do is prepare an environment in order to create all the packages. Okay, it's a very easy and pragmatic way to do so. You ask to vegan to create a Ubuntu machine and install all the software that you need to create the image. All the packages are based on the work of this guy, from Jordan Caesar. I don't know if I pronounce okay his surname, but this guy creates a very nice way to automate the creation of a Debian package or RPM package or whatever you know. So using his work, for us, it's very, very easy to create any package. So if you clone our repository and do a very simple command, background app, you create a bigger machine with all the code inside. For example, here you will have to enter in this directory, FPM package builder, and inside you will be a folder for any client that we support. For example, if you see the get the folder here, it's a very small and simple make file. And with this make file, you will create the same package that we are providing you in our repository. There is the simplest idea is go to GitHub and from the people from GoEthereum, obtain the version, obtain the subversion that the package has, and create our RPM. The only thing that you are going to do is download the latest binary, for the ARM, for ARM, and with this binary and this folder structure, you will create a Debian package. The only add for our site is this small system that you need in order to be more easy to use the software. You could do system start, system stop, system restart for the software. All the configuration also is included. It's a basic configuration. Simply you will launch and get, and we will launch get with this flag, the metric expensive, because we use later Prometheus and Grafana in order to show you your ticket statistics. And you could see later in our Grafana environment. It's also included in the image. So you could simply go to our repo. A simple get if GitHub is not, probably the speed of the Wi-Fi is not fast enough to see it, but the only thing that it's going to be is open, download the latest binary and create a Debian package. This Debian package we will provide you in the form of our Debian repository, but if you don't trust us, you could do it yourself, or you could check if the MD5 sum is the same from our repository and your package, and we'll see. We will not change anything in the official binary. Okay, let's start. I don't know if only 14 seconds. And now the script will do all for you. It will create your Debian package, and you could use it offline and not trust our repository. It's simpler your official binary with a systemd file, systemd unit. Also, we provide the same for the SD image. We want to wait these 3 seconds. Okay, and in the end, you will be, we already done it before training, but here you will have your Debian package for the get. It's very simple, it's very easy, it's not anything strange here. It's only a Debian package in order to create it more easily. And for the Ubuntu image that we're using for all of 3 devices, it's almost the same thing. A small make file, that here we will download the latest Ubuntu available for ARM, and unzip it. Here we disable the automatic upgrades, because if we don't do this, the first room is very, very slow, because Ubuntu will try to upgrade in the first room, and probably if the image is a bit old, we will last for very, very minutes or even hours. And the only add that we do is add this small RC local. In this RC local is all the image recoveries. Here is all the logic. We will create a partition for you. We will create all the needed users and permissions in order to this package run with the configuration that we made. And in a very simple way, you could do it at home. Do not need ask for anything. You could create your own image. You could add your own software if you want. You could create your own package if you don't trust Azure repository. That's the thing that, okay, you shouldn't trust us, but you can see if we are doing anything wrong or we are cheating, doing it at home in a very easy way. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Fernando. Let's fire up Node. We will follow the official our official documentation. As you can see, it's a pretty straightforward process. First, you will need to download our image. We already did, because, you know, here we unzip it. All instructions are here. You see, unzip. We will flash. I have here a micro SD. So, once the flash process end. You just need to make sure that you attach an Ethernet cable, the SSD, in the port, in the blue port, and you put the micro SD in the slot, and just that, power the device, and on the first boot, our boot script will pre-configure everything and install all the software necessary to run a node and creating the keys for the validator. Once you, after maybe 10 minutes, the device will restart and you will be on a recent, on a machine that is pretty much configured for running an Ethereum node. Okay, so let's wait for it to finish. Or I may be, I don't know how much can take this. Okay, so we will be connecting to an AWS machine. Because we need to connect remotely, and it's more comfortable because it's quicker. It's faster. But it's ARM-based. It's exactly the same that you will get with this with a Raspberry Pi or a ROG Pi. Okay.
We also provide an AWS image if you want to try. Or image in your account is one click away from.
It's just. Launching a command, I will show you the config file. So you can see all flags that it's needed to run a client. Again, the token. The checkpoint scene, I was saying, is this URL. So let's launch the service. And let's see what happens. So it's going to start. You see that already loaded a block end state from the checkpoint. It says that, yes, there's an execution endpoint, but it's not synced. So it's going to start telling the execution line what to do. Okay. And that's it for fire up a node. You have an execution layer. a consensus layer. You start both services, and with our image, it's pretty much what you need to do to launch a node. Okay, is that easy? Again, like I said in the intro, Raspberry Pi now just syncs with Get Unstable and Lighthouse. Sorry, and Nimbus. Post-merge, hardware requirements went a little higher. So we need to wait, I think, a little for optimizations to come from client teams. And I think it will be able, again, to sync with other clients, but we'll see. We are not sure of that. The ROG 5 is running fine. I mean, post-merge, pre-merge, it's a very, very powerful device, and it's running great. So let's go to the validator. As you can see, you just need to create the keys and running a command to import the validator keys in the consensus layer. So we can go to the staking path from the Ethereum Foundation. You can see here all the steps that you need to follow. And pretty much everything that it's here, it's already done. I mean, an execution client is configured. You can choose from all of these four. Again, you are good. You can choose from any client as well. Again, you are done. Validators, let's try one validator. Again, this you now need a tool for creating the validator keys. It's already installed. Actually, is this one possible? So we can launch this command straightforward as Ethereum account, as Ethereum user. Okay. Let's say English. Sorry, password. This is a password for your key store. Okay. Yeah. These are your keys. Please don't lose this. Okay. Write them down and keep them, because without this, you will not be able to withdraw, and that could be a problem. Yeah, but this is. okay, let's confirm. Okay. These are, as you can see, straightforward. Now you have the validator keys here. The deposit data that you will upload in the 32-ETH deposit, and key store where your keys are. Okay, so let's import them. In Lighthouse account. All right. So we have the validator keys already set up. So we just need to start the service. Let's see. Okay. We need to add here a address. I have one here. It's one. It's ours. Let's start again. Okay, here it is. And one validator available. So you just have to go here and know what you're doing. Upload here this this file, deposit, okay, it's this one. It's explained here, I mean, it's much, you know, you have two options. I can maybe copy and paste here, okay, for you to see. Can upload. Oh, sorry. Desktop. Okay. It's fine. And now the more fun process that it's sending 32 ETH and pray for to the gods that it's gonna be fine because it's a lot of cash. I mean, and that's all. I mean, it's as you can see, it's a simple process. If you have some Linux skills, is fine. I mean, but you can do it without technical skills as well if you follow the documentation. And I think we are done with this. Let's see if all processes are running. Lighthouse, yeah, fine. So, the ROC5, yes. Let's connect to the ROC5.
Yes, we are going to show our validator running, I think, three validators right now with ROC5. And with ROC5 right now is cheaper than the Raspberry Pi 4 even, and probably twice or three times powerful. So our recommendation right now is going to for a ROC5 whenever it's available again.
You can see here the motherboard. It's running a ROC chip kernel. And you can see here two Java processes that are based on Teku. So, let's see. This is a validator. You see that it's actually publishing at the stations. It's running right now. It's running fine. And the ROC5 is running both both clients in at the same time and with no problem at all. I mean, it's a super powerful device. We can see a bit this as well. Now, you see, it's in sync, it's working perfectly. And again, this device is not yet available, but I think we have contact with the manufacturer. Actually, this is a prototype from March, I think, March, April, I don't know. And they are already releasing a batch. We have five on its way. I mean, I think that it will be available pretty soon. And super powerful device, super useful device for running an Ethereum node. And hope they release the, it this month. Okay, so what's left?
The last thing.
Okay. Now I will post a tweet.
Okay. As I told you at the beginning of this workshop, there is a raffle right now. So if you want to participate, Diego is going to post in Twitter.
I already did.
Oh, you already did. Okay. Thanks. If you follow us in @ethereumonarm, you just need to post something like...
Comment.
No, lo digo. What did I tell you before? ¿Cuál era? Okay, you have to post. I attend to the workshop and I want to win something. Okay, that something is a Raspberry P4, okay? And from now on, put the counter. In 3 minutes, we're going to stop. Five minutes, really. Okay, in 5 minutes, we're going to stop, and somebody wins something today.
Okay? 5 minutes? It's...
He told me 5 minutes.
We just did it.
So just only three?
Ten?
Yeah, five. Okay, confirm, five. Okay, yeah, I was going to tell you. Does anybody here, I'm pretty sure that anyone here has any question or, yeah, okay.
What will the Rock 5 sell for? How much would it be?
$189. But you need an NVMe disk. So it will be a little higher. And you need a power device and a micro SD. I think it should be between 350 or 400, I mean, cost, total cost, I mean, of the node.
Hi. Well, I have four questions. So yeah. I'll try to be quick. Do you recommend using a WS instance against running your
node?
Okay.
No, no, not at all. No, okay. this was for the workshop. No.
Okay.
We don't want people running nodes on AWS because that's not a decentralized way of doing this. So no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what advantages do you see in running around validators instead of delegating the staking?
Well, because it's very important for the network actually. There is a problem with centralization in these large pools. I mean, it's very important that people stay at home, because if one pool or several pools want to take over the network, there is this other army of nodes that is from the people, I mean, and it's very, very important to fight against these kind of attacks to stay at home.
Okay. And what measures do you take at home to ensure uptime?
To ensure uptime? Well, we have SAI. I mean, one thing that I want to say is that it's okay being offline because the protocol is very generous. I mean, the penalties for being offline, are very low. So there's no problem for being offline. You can be online 95 or 99% a whole year, and you are good. So don't overkill. I mean, don't do HI. Don't automate things, because you can be slash. So It's okay being offline. No problem. No problem.
Thanks.
Sorry. One thing that I do that I find is quite good is, do this come with Grafana?
Yeah.
Enabled? Yeah, so in Grafana, you can add the Telegram group as a notification point, and you can set up an alert on, like, critical log, so it sends you a Telegram message. I find that's, like, a really, really easy way to know when things are up.
Paul from Lighthouse, thank you.
Thanks for your help. Okay, next one.
I'm just curious what your experience is if you have like run on specifically a bit more constrained devices like the Raspberry Pi, like which of the implementations are the most efficient in those circumstances on ARM devices?
On there, sorry?
Like which of the node softwares do you find run the most efficiently on a device like the Raspberry?
Okay. Yeah. Geth, it's very performant, it's very optimized. And regarding consensus layer, I would say Nimbus, because Nimbus uses very low RAM memory. It's amazing. But anyway, Primerge, besides Eragon, that you know that executes pretty much all the blockchain, all blocks, and BSU and Teku that are Java-based, and they are a little heavier. The other client, Prism, Lighthouse, Nimbus, Geth, Nethermind, we're running fine. I mean, yeah.
Hi, thank you very much. Love the talk, love the work. Do you have any plans for saying like MVV Boost or anything like that for integration?
Yeah, we already packaged MedBoost, but we are a little concerned because they are not every relays, but they are already censoring some transactions, and we prefer to wait. It works. I mean, it works fine, and you can even have a Raspberry Pi 3 maybe or this kind of devices because it's very light. But we are a little concerned about centralization and censoring and transaction censoring. Yeah. Thank you.
Are you cross-compiling when using the background?
No,
or just
no. Official binaries. The only exception is Eragon, because they don't provide the binaries. Yep.
And sorry, one more last question. So no, I noticed that you are using swap. How is that impacting the I/O on the boards?
You know, the swap for the Raspberry Pi is necessary because you know 8 gigabytes are very tight. And it's created on the USB SSD. So yeah. Is not the better solution, but it's needed. So, it's something that we need to do.
Okay, any more questions?
No. Yeah.
Right there. Okay. There you go.
Thank you. On a device like the ROX 5, do you have any recommendations about the number of validators that it should have? Is there a recommended limit before you see CPU binding?
Hard to say. We are running 3, but I think that it will be able to run a lot. I don't have a figure to give you, but I think that a lot. I mean, yeah.
Hi, thanks for the presentation. Yeah. I came a little late, so I'm not sure if that was discussed. Do you know if somebody working on an incentive program or protocol similar to Helium where individual stakers that can prove that they're running in a location that doesn't have high density gets a little bit of incentive?
No. I'm sorry, no.
Okay, because that would be helpful for decentralization, I guess.
I guess so, yes. But I not have an opinion about that because I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, sometimes you cannot answer all, but always a point to learn. Is there any other question? Yeah. Right there.
So for the Raspberry Pi 4, you said you use SATA. If I'm not mistaken, with the compute module, you use like SATA over USB, right? That's your setup?
USB.
Yeah, yeah. But for the compute module with the I/O board, you can actually connect it. You can use NVMe as well. I don't know if you've tried it out.
You can. Yeah, you can do.
Does that help with any of the performance issues? Or is it like a?
It's very similar. I mean, it doesn't make a difference, I think.
Well, if some of the performance issues are because of I/O stuff, then it might help.
Yeah, but you are, you know, the USB 3 is the bottleneck here, so.
No, but so the compute module supports NVMe.
Sorry, I misunderstood. We didn't try the compute module. No, we didn't try it. But I guess it will be better. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. One more there. I'm running out of time. Maybe one or two questions more.
Just really quick, a follow-up on the USB 3 thing. Do you have documented which USB adapters works and also which USB 3 SSD modules hard disk also?
The best option from our experience is a StarTech bridge. Which is a little device that connects it's a SATA to USB 3 that works very well. You can use portable USBs, such as Crucial or Samsung T5, T6, T7. T7, you know, has a little uses, but yeah, you can actually use a lot of options, so it's difficult for us to test everything. But our recommendation is StarTech Bridge. Yes, it works great.
What's your opinion on shared pool staking?
We are big fans of Rocket Pool. Actually, we are in contact with Joe Klapis from Rocket Pool. They are running Rocket Pool in the ROC5 as well. And yeah, this is a way of lowering the 32 barrier in a decentralized way. Yes, it's very nice. We are big fans of Rocket Pool. So yeah, we recommend that.
We have time for one or maybe two questions. Anyone? Nobody? Everything is clear? Sure.
No, it's not in the. No, it's not configured.
I was asking if you have the Grafana metrics just to show.
Yeah. Nope. It's because the port of, you know, you have to connect to the 3000 port and we can't.
Okay, so as I told you before, we are given a gift, this raffle. So someone in here is going with something pretty interesting, with the Raspberry P4 for free, of course. So the winner is...
And just flash, prepare for
and
for
just
lunch.
Flash and prepare something, sorry.
We can see we are running a random number, no?
Don't be tricky.
We can see it in the screen.
There are nine participants.
There are nine participants.
The Oscar goes to?
Should all have been
number two.
Participating. Number
Which
two.
Is
and it's called?
Arturo.
Arturo Mena.
Arturo? Arturo is gone, maybe?
Arturo's not here. Okay.
He went away for. Okay. So the next one is?
You're going to run the number again. Eight.
Number eight is? Fingers crossed if he's here.
Alex.
Alex. Alex Mead. Whoa. Winner. Applause for him. So first, can explain you, yeah. Yeah. Okay, congrats. So thank you, Fer and Diego.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to share this their knowledge and all of you this morning. I just want to remind you that we'll be tomorrow downstairs at the booths with our, well, you'll see perfectly, Ethereum on ARM, okay? And we're going to be there if you, I don't know, if this tonight comes up any further question, we'll be there the whole day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you all, and I don't know if you want to add some words.
Thank you. Just that. Thank you
okay,
for coming.
Thanks, guys. Thanks
really
a lot.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you.